Today's message is 102.7 Mike in the Afternoon, along with Jill. It is time now for a look at the water cooler conversations. And this idiot was in Green.
There's so many.
There are. And again, I was talking about this yesterday because of the holidays. It's just like I get this backlog of all of these stories of these idiots that did the stuff over the holidays. And this one was in Greenup, Kentucky. And it's one of those things that we had one here recently where the guy was released from jail and then stole a car in the parking lot.
Right.
It's like, you just got out.
I mean, you couldn't even last a hot second
right.
in the free world.
And it's similar thing happened here. This guy, Alan Lewis, he completed the jail sentence in Greenup, Kentucky. But he was still in handcuffs because he was being transported to Rowan County Detention Center. And that's where he's going to be temporarily housed before his formal release. So they're just going to keep him there, do all the paperwork and stuff, and then, you
and
know,
then he, release him.
Right.
So
and he'll be fine.
On his way.
Right.
Okay.
But during the trip, he complained that his handcuffs hurt.
Gosh.
Right? Because, well, they probably do. But just hang in there, dude. You're about to be a free man.
Right.
And then he slipped out of one of them. And the transporting officer agreed to pull over to help him because he didn't realize that he had slipped out of the handcuff. And so the officer pulls over, who I'm sure at this point has been written up. I'm just making a guess.
Just a thought.
Right. It's like, you know, Gomer Pyle yeah. here, transporting
here, let me help you.
Yeah, you know, like, oh, you got
a free man.
You got a problem with your hand. Oh, let me help you with that. And so whenever he pulled over, the guy fled on foot. Just ran away.
Dude, you were so close.
I
like,
know.
What is the point?
Right. I wonder if he really was getting hurt by a handcuff. Maybe that was his...
And
like,
so he just ran?
I just can't take this anymore. He's not pulling over fast enough. I'm slipping out of here.
Those are the people I don't think want to be out. So they do something
to get
caught to go back in.
Well, except that what happened was he hoofed it to Highway 64. And proceed, you know where high,
right.
you know where that is,
like,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds like where I've hung out a lot.
And, you know, that reminds me of all the time, and it was probably around that area of Kentucky, that whenever I used to drive from Missouri to West Virginia when my in-laws were there, you'd always go through a section there where it'd say, you know, prison area, do not pick up hitchhikers.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
And so
I'm not there.
Yeah, right, it's a creepy thing. You know, you come across there and you go,
don't pick up the rando stranger.
Right. And so he hitchhiked and a motorist picked him up. And it was actually nearby Moorhead State University.
Oh, okay.
And the motorist who picked him up just happened to be a campus police officer. And
lucky guy.
Who, you know, you go, oh, the campus police officer, not as well versed as perhaps the other officer. Oh, wait a minute. You mean the transporting officer that let him get out and run away? No, this
one. That doesn't have a job anymore.
Right. This one noticed that Lewis had handcuffs dangling from one of his wrists. And so, therefore, he's like, yeah. I mean, all right.
That's so awesome.
And so the officer promptly drove Lewis back to jail.
Yeah. So I'm going to give you a ride back to where you came from.
Yeah, well, I'll give you a ride. You imagine, I mean, the guy's riding along and he's like, why are you turning left here? No. we got it here. And now, of course, now he faces an escape charge.
Of course. Now you're going back to jail.
Yeah. You're going
back.
You were
so close.
Yeah, you were. And so I still go back to the thing. We've said this many times before. Whenever this happens, it's like, did they just not finish a project at jail?
Yeah.
I mean, are they embedded?
I was working on that bench.
Yeah. See, this is what I'm thinking is that, you know, before we said, oh, maybe they were waiting for a drug shipment. And they were like, you know, smuggling drugs in there.
We need to get back and grab those.
But the reality is that they may be looking at it and go, you know what? I was working on this bench. It was turning out really well. And
I really want to finish that. Maybe they're training a dog or a cat.
Trying to release me. So, all right. There you go. Water cooler conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's message is 102.7.